This is Sid and Friends in the Morning. Friends, how many of us have
them? Friends. 77 WABC.
So I've been telling you guys all week that later on tonight is the annual Metropolitan Club Gala. And I'm friendly with Krisha Lenzo. I love her. And Ian, love him too. I spoke at that club, did a book signing at that club on the Upper East Side. And last year, they gave me the very prestigious Warren Brandeis Award, which you get for integrity in journalism. Which I never thought I'd win, but that's fine. I was honored. Tonight, that same award goes to my colleague here, Greg Kelly. But then I looked at all the award winners for this big dinner tonight, which I may or may not go to now. Now I've got some traveling issues. So, Krisha, Ian, I know Knipp is listening. It's 50-50, but either way, I'll be there in spirit. But all the winners tonight include Tom Holman, Greg Kelly just mentioned him, Alina Haba, and you ready for this? Gordon Chang. And you know how much I love Gordon Chang. Folks, if there's an issue around the world, I don't care if it's China, Russia, Korea, the Philippines, I go to Gordon. And I saw Gordon. He came to our WABC big deal back in September with his lovely wife, Lydia. But tonight, Gordon got a party in New York City. So here he is. The very deserved recipient of a new award from the Met Club, my friend Gordon Chang. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Sid, and thank you so much. And I have to say that I was floored when Ian told me that they were going to award me because I was just, this hasn't happened before. So thank you very much for mentioning it.
No, it hasn't happened before. I mean, you are the preeminent voice. I'm not saying that to blow smoke up your ass, Gordon. You know I really, really mean that. You're the best. I'm surprised you don't have a whole room of awards back home.
Well, talking to you is an award in itself, so thank you very much,
thank
Sid.
Thank you, Gordon. Well, let's get right to China before we get to the Blinken visit today, yesterday with Ping, and what they talked about, including drugs. Been quiet lately. You know, we kind of shifted away, at least I did on my show. Don't talk much Russia, Ukraine anymore because I'm Jewish. I went to Jerusalem and I am enveloped in Israel. And now what's happened in Israel coming to our college campuses. So China seemingly quiet, but not really because behind the scenes, Gordon, they're still working very, very hard. Yes?
Oh, definitely, yes. And one of the reasons why we have all of these protests on college campuses in support of the Palestinians is because of China. If you look at TikTok, of the videos that they have on Hamas, 96.5% of them support the terrorist group. So if you want to know why our college students are saying, gas the Jews and behead the babies, well, you have to look to Beijing because they are fomenting this.
Wow. What do you think then about the bill that Mike Johnson and the Senate just passed? A lot of aid, obviously, over $90 billion to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. We'll get to them, where they're saying to China, if you don't sell TikTok, it'll be banned. Now people like, for example, Donald Trump and Curtis Lee will say, you can't ban it. That's not the American way. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, this is not a First Amendment issue, because when people say, oh, this is not the American way, that's they're talking First Amendment. But, you know, this bill doesn't regulate content, which would be a First Amendment issue. It goes to China's conduct. For instance, they violated every pledge that they have made about protecting U.S. data. They're stealing it. They're pipelining it to Beijing. And also, they're using that algorithm, the curation algorithm, the one that determines what your kids see and what they don't see. They're using that to propagate illegal drug use, suicide, self-harm, and the slaughter of Jews. So, no, I don't think that they should be allowed to run TikTok. And if I were president of the United States, I wouldn't wait for the 9 months. I would expropriate it because China has used TikTok in the commission of a federal crime. Matter of fact, an act of war. And that gives the federal government the right to confiscate it without compensation under existing forfeiture statutes.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You know, Gordon Chang, you talked about how China is behind these TikTok videos and the Hamas propaganda. I'll take it a step further. See, when I asked you that question, I already knew the answer, but I wanted your response. China is responsible for the whole war. And why is that? Because Iran is the country that really has been funding all these proxies, from Hezbollah in Lebanon to the Houthis to obviously Hamas. And how did Iran get rich again after Trump stepped on their necks? Oil. And who do they sell their oil to? 80% of it? China.
90% of it last year to China. China's, the volume of China's purchases of Iranian oil last year were 60% above that in 2017. 2017's relevant, Sid, because that was the last year before the Trump administration reimposed sanctions on the purchase of Iranian oil. The Biden administration has, as a matter of policy, decided not to enforce those sanctions, which means Iran has the money to do this. And it's not only just the money, it is the propaganda support, it's the diplomatic support, and it's weapons. The Houthis, Hamas, and Hezbollah all have large quantities of Chinese weapons. So there would have been no October 7th were it not for Beijing. And by the way, there probably would not have been an attack on Ukraine were it not for China backing Russia. And we wouldn't have all the turmoil in North Africa if China and Russia weren't fueling it with all sorts of bad acts. So, yeah, China is waging war on the world, and it's doing it, and the United States is not opposing it to the extent we should.
Not opposing it? Not talking about it. I mean, you just laid it out perfectly, Gordon Chang. The conflict in the Middle East, the conflict in Ukraine, the conflict in Africa, you know, Taiwan now, they had to get money in this latest bill because we're scared to death. China's going in there as well. I mean, they have literally waged world war over just about every continent. Why isn't anybody talking about China?
Yeah, it's three continents. It's Europe, it's Africa, and it's Asia. Middle East is Asia. Yeah, and Xi Jinping, he is reveres Mao Zedong, the founder of the People's Republic. Mao had the theory of called chaos. Chaos, if you have that, it will lead to worldwide Chinese rule. This is what, not domination, rule. And also, Mao talked about encircling the cities from the countryside. And I think that Xi Jinping believes that Ukraine, for instance, is part of the countryside, and we are the city. So really what we're talking about is Xi Jinping's war on the United States. The Biden administration won't acknowledge it. We're sending our Secretary of State to beg in Beijing. Begging is not a strategy. Americans don't beg. But unfortunately, Antony Blinken is begging.
Antony Blinken's an asshole, and he's a traitor, and I hate his guts. And I know that you're not used to that type of language on Fox News, but this is why, Gordon, you love this show the most. But
That's right.
I know you do. But I want to stick with the war stuff. You mentioned three continents. It is four because North America includes us. What's the war here? Fentanyl. I couldn't believe, Gordon. I was watching Maria Bartiromo on Sunday. She had some congressman on out of Michigan. And he was going on and on, and her, about how the Chinese are actually offering grants and huge tax benefits. Grants to companies that make fentanyl, not companies making heart medication, not companies making allergy medication, companies that make fentanyl, which kills hundreds of thousands of Americans every year, get tax benefits and grants?
Yes, and they get grants, subsidies for exports as well. Look, Xi Jinping, when he was talking to Biden on November 15th of last year, he promised to reduce the flow of precursor chemicals and pill presses from China to the Western Hemisphere. That was essentially the same promise that the same Xi Jinping made to President Trump in 2018 and to President Obama in 2016. And we're not doing anything about it. Look, a lot of these fentanyl producers, they're gangs. Some of them actually are state-owned companies. Chinese diplomats provide cover to the gangs. Every container that leaves China is inspected by Chinese officials. The Chinese fentanyl gangs, they launder their proceeds through the Chinese state banking system. So, yes, two things. One of them is that Xi Jinping is murdering Americans. And the second thing is that Biden knows about this, has the power to stop it, but has chosen not to do so, which means that Biden, it's acceptable that tens of thousands of Americans die from fentanyl each year that are murdered by China. For Biden, that's okay. If you want to be less charitable, you could say that he approves it. But in any event, Biden is morally responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of Americans each year.
That is a strong statement. Biden is responsible, morally responsible, from Gordon Chang, who may be the smartest guy I know. Final 60 seconds, Gordo. You know, we're not that far removed from a deadly virus that the Chinese, sorry, Andrew Cuomo, not the Europeans, that the Chinese unleashed on the world and killed a lot of folks. We can argue back and forth about how serious the virus was. I mean, I took the side of not as bad as the media made it, but certainly a lot of people died. And the question is, as we speak, are they making another one? What do you think? Is COVID-2 in the works?
Oh, absolutely. And they actually talk about it. They call them specific ethnic genetic attacks, which are attacks caused by pathogens that will target only certain ethnic groups. In other words, leave the Chinese immune, kill the rest of the world. You know, in China's tightly public square, the extermination of the American people is a permitted topic.
Unbelievable. Well, Gordon, these last 9 minutes, that's why you're winning this award tonight. That's why when anybody wants to talk about any one of these countries, Meerkats, Matidis, Fox News, anybody, they only call you because you're just on top of all of it. So thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you tonight. Congratulations on the award and congratulations again on another great segment on my show. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you, Sid. I really appreciate it.
I know you do. Me too. Thank you, Gordon. Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen, does not get better than that.